started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for your power that is working in us. Thank you for your strength that is giving us the ability to do what our human strength cannot do. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for opening doors for us in unusual places, uncommon places. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for the power in your name that is producing results every time we pray in your name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those interventions we received from you when we needed your support. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us closer to yourself. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace that has filled our hearts and minds. You have not allowed us to be troubled or sorrowful. You have filled our lives with your peace. Blessed be your holy name. We are so grateful, Lord, for how you fight for us. We are so grateful for how you defend us. You have not allowed the powers and principalities that are stronger than us to conquer us. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have seen your faithfulness in this ministry. We have experienced your wonders and power and grace in so many ways. Lord, I ask that even as we pray in your presence tonight, let us see more of your faithfulness. Let us experience more of your power. In the name of Jesus, visit us and change our situations. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to worship God with songs before we go into prayer points. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Jesus, you are glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Sing Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Oh, Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, Hallowed be your name, your dominion is forevermore. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus, he's alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In your life, Jesus, he's alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, Savior, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Your name is higher than every other things. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every wonderness. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life. With his hands, my life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. You are God. You are not a man. You are God. You are not a man. King of glory, you are God. You are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man, oh, you are God, you are not a man, you are God, you are not a man, oh, King of the universe, you are not a man, you are God. You are not a man, O Lion of Judah. You are God, Elah. You are God, O. You are God. You are not a man, O Mighty Warrior. You are God, Savior, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man. Oh. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. O Lord. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in our midst. Have your way in our minds. Have your way, Lord, as we pray. Have your way in our situations. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. He will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our Lord today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is God. Jesus, He's the way. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship His majesty. Glorify Him. Exalt Him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. He is the one who was and is to come. Praise Him. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Worship Him. Worship the Lord of hosts, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the King of glory. Worship Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Praise Him. Bless His name. For He is the Lord, and there is none like Him. He does things no one else can do. He does things no other God can do. He does wonders. He does great signs and wonders. Praise Him. He said in His word that whoever runs to Him, He shall not cast away. Praise Him. Because we can run to Him. We can run to Him. Even when men fail, we can run to Him because He cannot fail. Even when the governments fail, we can always run to Him because He cannot fail. He cannot fail. He is all-sufficient God. He is self-sufficient God. Worship Him. He takes care of His own people because He is a loving Father. He is a caring Father. He is so good, so kind, so merciful, so compassionate. Worship Him. We praise You, Lord Jesus. We thank You. For You are all that we need. You are all that we want. You are all that we have. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being my God. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being my God. Thank You for being my God. Thank You for being my Lord. Thank You for being my Father. Thank You for being my Savior. Thank You, Lord, for being my God. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. There are those who serve other gods, but You are not like them. There are those who look up to idols for help, but You are not like them. Say, Father, thank You for being my God. Thank You for being my Lord. if you had not saved me, I wouldn't have known you. If you had not saved my soul, I wouldn't have known you. I wouldn't have received you into my life. If you did not come for me, I would have been lost forever. If you did not come for me, I would be serving other gods. Thank you, Lord, for being my God. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for being my Father. Thank you, Lord. I serve a living God. Thank you, Lord. I have a living God in my life, in my heart, in my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for making that happen. Thank you for being my God. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. There are billions of people in darkness. They are lost. And they have no strength. They have no desire to come out of your darkness. But you are not like them. You are not lost. Thank God for that. You are not deceived as they have been deceived. Thank God for that. So you are going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your light that has brought me out of darkness. Thank you for your truth that has brought me out of deception. Thank you, Lord, for your light that has set me free. Thank you because I am not like those who are deep in darkness and could not come out. Thank you for saving my soul. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for sending your light to me when I was deep in darkness. Thank you for sending your truth to me when I was deep in bondage, in captivities. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for setting me free from the bondage of deception, from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of worldliness. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free from the bondage of unbelief. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you, Lord. You did not leave me to die in darkness. You did not leave me to perish in darkness. You did not leave me to perish in sin. You have saved me. You rescued me. You delivered me through your light, through your truth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for delivering me from temptations. Thank you for how you rescue me from temptations, from falling into temptations. Thank you for delivering me from temptations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord, for this world is full of temptations. Even my own body is full of temptations. My mind is full of temptations. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from temptations. You have not allowed me to fall into temptations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The sins that have conquered many, you have not allowed those sins to conquer me. The sins that have conquered many out there, you have not allowed those sins to conquer me. Thank you, Father. The darkness that has enslaved many in this generation, you have not allowed such darkness to enslave me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for helping me not to fall into temptations. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I seek for your mercy. Have mercy on me. You can say, Father, I seek for your mercy. Have mercy on me. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. And pardon my wrong doings. Say, Lord, I seek for your mercy. Show me mercy. Pardon my wrong doings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I seek for your mercy. I seek for your compassion. Look upon me in your mercy. Look upon me in your mercy. Look upon me in your mercy. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon me in your mercy and forgive my iniquities, forgive my unrighteousness, forgive my wrongdoings. In the name of Jesus, forgive my unrighteousness. Look upon me in your mercy. Look upon me in your mercy. Pardon my wrongdoings. In the name of Jesus, even the things I did wrong, without knowing that they are wrong. Oh Lord, pardon my iniquities. Forgive my sins. I seek for your mercy. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to ask for His mercy. There are things you might no longer have access to get from God because of your wrong lifestyles. Yeah, but if God decides to show mercy, He can give you those things. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that there are things that we might never be able to receive from God anymore except through His mercy, because we have failed Him. We have wronged Him in so many ways. We have offended Him. So we no longer deserve certain things anymore because of our wickedness and disobedience and sinfulness. Yeah. So that has really cut off many things we should get from Him. But if God show you mercy, you can have those things. Those things that is judgment as withdrawn from your life. If He can show you mercy, those things can be released into your life. That is, if you can cry for mercy. Yeah, if you can cry for mercy. Maybe the things you think you deserve, maybe you don't really deserve them. Yeah. Maybe only His mercy can make you deserve them. I mean, the blessings you think you deserve from God, maybe you no longer deserve them because He has withdrawn them from you when you sinned against Him. But if you can call on Him for mercy tonight, He can release those things into your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And let your mercy suspend your judgment in my life. Let your mercy suspend your judgment in my life. O Lord, have mercy on me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Most miracles happen because God decides to show mercy. Many times we don't deserve the miracles. Many times. Yeah, because there's so many things we have not laid down. That is why many Christians today don't deserve miracles, because they have not sacrificed their lives. They have not surrendered all to God. They only say it with their mouths, but in their hearts, they have not actually surrendered all. So they don't deserve many things. Yeah, but if you can ask for His mercy, He can help you. He can sustain His judgment and deal with you as though there was never judgment. So, oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I repeat, many of the things you think you deserve, you might not deserve them again. Ask Him to show you mercy. Ask Him to show you mercy. Yeah, the Bible says, if God decides to mark iniquity, no one can survive. If God decides to begin to deal with us the way we are dealing with Him, we would have been consumed. Yeah, we would have been consumed. If God decides to deal with us according to our sins and carnality, we definitely would have been wasted. So this is why you need His mercy. Yeah, because if you think you deserve something, and then God brings out His records about your life, and then He shows you His records about your life, you'll be surprised that you don't actually deserve anything. Because you have done many things wrong than you have done many things right. Yeah, you'll be surprised when He calls for your record, the record of your daily activities, including the thoughts of your mind. You'll be surprised what your reward will be when He checks your record. Yeah, so stop thinking that you deserve anything, because you don't deserve anything. Yeah, only His mercy make us get a lot from Him. And that is why you should cry for that mercy. Ask Him to show you His mercy. Yeah, some people think, I have done things for God. I pay my tithes. I give offerings. I do this. So I deserve some blessings. I deserve this. I deserve that. Ask for His mercy. Yeah. Forget about whatever you think you have done for God. Ask for His mercy. I'm teaching you wisdom. Ask for His mercy. Yeah. Ask for His mercy. Put aside what you think you have done for God that might make you deserve some things. Put it aside. Because they are nothing as far as God is concerned. They are nothing. In fact, you did not do those things for God. You did them for yourself. Yeah, because God can do without anyone's help. God doesn't need anyone's help. Yeah. He can do without anyone's gifts or offerings. So this is why you need to ask for His mercy. Yeah. You need His mercy. Say, oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Suspend your judgment in my life by your mercy. Withdraw your judgment from my life by your mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I was praying together with the intercessors recently. Yeah, and I told them many things that God really want to do in this generation. Many powerful things, many glorious things. And he has shown me many of those things. Yeah. And every time I remind him, I mean every time I remind God of those things He has revealed to me that He wants to do for Christians, for His people, what He would say is that they don't deserve it. Yeah. Get people to pray that I show them mercy. Or let me put it this way. He will tell me, gather more people to pray that I show them mercy so that they can deserve those things. I don't know if you are getting my point. God is saying that these things I have shown you, I can't do it for my people or for the church or for Christians. I can't do it for them except some people who are righteous gather themselves together and beg me to do those things. Yeah, I don't know if you are still getting the point. God is saying that we have so much failed Him in this generation that we no longer deserve certain things He has, certain things He proposed in His heart to do for us. Yeah, and He said the only way is if many people keep begging for mercy. Yeah, as in if many people keep begging Him that He should show mercy, that is when He can release those things He wants us to have as Christians in this world. Well, you might not understand the details of what I'm saying, but the point is that except God have mercy on this generation, there is a lot that will not happen to us. A lot of blessings, a lot of signs and wonders, a lot of visitations and transformation a lot of deliverances, healings, miracles. There's a lot of those things that we will never experience till we die, except He show us mercy. Yeah. And apart from that, even to make heaven will be impossible. Yeah. To make heaven will be so difficult, except He help us. Except He transform us. You're going to pray. So now you are praying for yourself, not for some other people. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Release into my life the blessings that I do not deserve. Say, Father, show me mercy. Release into my life the blessings that I do not deserve. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you. Our generation has failed God too much. And don't let false preachers deceive you. Don't let false prophets deceive you with false signs and false miracles. Miracles that do not hold ground. They get healed today. The following month, another greater sickness come upon them. Is that a change of life? How can you say the life of people is changed? When you solve a problem, when a problem gets solved today, and then the following month another bigger problem happen to them, and then you say that you are a great man of God, and then you say that miracles are happening in your church, miracles are happening in your ministry, and then the lives of the people is never changed. Yeah, they are coming from one problems, and then they are entering into bigger problems. So don't let anyone deceive you with signs and wonders. Our generation has failed God. And only His mercy can help us. Yeah. Say, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy. And release into my life blessings I do not deserve. Helps I do not deserve. Favors I do not deserve. Visitations, transformation I do not deserve. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the reasons why God we never show some people mercy is because of their pride. Their proud heart. Yeah. They are so high-minded. They think very high of themselves. Whereas they are very low. Yeah. Some people, because they got some little blessing from God, and then they become, I mean, suddenly because they got some little blessings from God, then they became proud. Yeah. They became very high-minded. You need to be very careful. Yeah, you need to be very careful. So you are going to pray for yourself. Maybe you have been high-minded because of some blessings God gave you, or because of whatever thing that I might not know. Don't expect that God will show you mercy with that high-mindedness. Don't expect mercy. And the Bible says that God resists the proud. God resists the proud, meaning that God will push away the proud. He doesn't want to see them. He doesn't even want to hear their voice. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I repent today from every form of high-mindedness, every form of pride, fill me with humility so that I may remain under your mercy. Give me an humble heart so that I may remain under your mercy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I repent today of every form of pride. I repent of every form of high-mindedness in my heart, in my life. Fill me, oh Lord, with the spirit of humility so that I can remain under your mercy, so that I can have access to your mercy always. Fill me with humility. Give me an humble heart. Give me an humble heart. Give me an humble heart. Yeah, some women, they are so full of pride because of their appearance. Yeah, because they feel they look beautiful. And that is the source of their pride. Be careful. Yeah. You need to be very careful. Did you create yourself? Were you the one that created yourself? Did you make yourself look the way you look? Did you choose the parents that would give birth to you? You are not the one that choose the parents that would give birth to you. You just find yourself in the world. And then you just find yourself to have the appearance that you have. Then why should you be proud even of your appearance when you did not make yourself? Ask God to give you an humble heart. Yeah, the Bible says that no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above? Yeah, do you think you would have money if God don't want you to have money? Do you think you will have the job you have if God don't want you to have it? No man can receive the thing except it is given him from above. So there is nothing to be proud of. There is nothing to be proud of. Nothing. Ask God to give you an humble heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing that will not allow God show a man mercy is disobedience to instructions, disobedience to his word. When you no longer fear God, when you feel like you can do anyhow, you are the one in charge of your life. You don't care how God feels. Yeah, and then you feel, I can do whatever I want with my life. I can do whatever I want with my money. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, I don't care how God feels. I don't care how heaven feels. When you have that kind of mind, forget about receiving mercy from God. Yeah. When you have a mind that is not willing to do the will of God, when you have a mind that is not willing to obey the word of God, forget about receiving mercy from God. Yeah, forget about receiving mercy from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to remain under your mercy. Create in me a new heart that obeys your word. Create in me a heart that obeys your instructions, a heart that obeys your commandments. Create in me a heart that fears you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is the only way you can remain under God's mercy. To have a heart that obeys the will of God. A heart that is ready to obey. So whatever God says, you are ready to do. Whatever you discover in the word of God, that is the right thing to do. A heart that is willing to do it. That is what I'm talking about. A heart that is ready to do everything that is in the scriptures. Everything that God teaches from his word. everything that God reveals through His Holy Spirit. A heart that is ready to do them is the kind of heart that attracts God's mercy. Say, oh Lord, create in me that kind of heart. The kind of heart that is ready, always ready to do righteousness. The kind of heart that is always ready to obey your instructions. The kind of heart that is always ready to heed to corrections. Oh Lord, create in me that kind of heart so that I can remain under your mercy. In the name of Jesus, create in me that kind of heart. Create in me that kind of heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it before that God is not a man, is not a human being. And God's emotions is not like human emotions. Yeah, you know, humans can show sympathy. For instance, let's say you are about coming out of your house. You open the door of your house to step out into the street, and then somebody just rushed to you and began to cry. Somebody just rushed to you and began to cry bitterly and began to beg you, please do this for me. I know you can do it. Please do this. Please do this. And the person began to cry with many tears. You know, because of sympathy, you might decide to say, okay, this is what I can do for you. Let me do this for you. But God is not like that. Yeah. God is not like that. You can beg God for eternity, and He will not do anything. You can cry and cry and weep for maybe 100 days, and yet God will not do anything. Yeah, because He's not a man. His emotions is not like our own. Yeah, but the Bible has revealed to us how God works, and if we follow that pattern in the Bible, it will be easy for us to get Him to do many things for us. But many Christians, they ignore those patterns that has been clearly stated in the Scriptures, and then they are crying and begging God and shedding tears, and then nothing is happening. And some of them even eventually gave up on God. They said, God must be a wicked man. He's not a man, sorry. God must be a wicked God. My mom was so sick, I cried and cried that God should that God should heal her, but He did not do anything, and now she's dead. What kind of God is that? That I cried and cried and He did not do anything. Yeah, He did not do anything because you don't know Him, and you don't know how to seek Him. You don't know how to get His mercy. Yeah, that is why He didn't do anything. Yeah, he don't know how to get his mercy. Now this is where I'm going. If you don't align yourself with everything God has clearly written in the Bible for us to do and to follow, you can beg God for eternity and He will not do some things for you. Yeah, He doesn't care who you are. God is no respecter of persons. What I'm saying is that the things God has written and said in His word that we should do, if you don't do them, you might never get His mercy forever. Yeah. So look at the life of David. He's a man that is willing to do everything God instructs him to do. Even when he makes mistakes and he repents, he never go back to repeat the same mistake again. And that is why he was a man after God's heart. Because he is always doing what God wants. So there is no shortcut to getting things from God. Look at your life and look at what is written in the Bible. And then let your life agree with what is in the Bible. Then ask God for mercy. If He will not show that mercy, definitely you will. So you are going to pray again. You are going to say, Father, I want to remain under your mercy. Help me to align my life with all that you have revealed in the scriptures. So help me to align my life with the truth you have revealed in your word. Help me, O God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is the only way to stay under God's mercy. We have people fasting and praying for over 50 days on prayer mountains. And up to now, as I'm talking to you, they never get anything from God. Why? Because they have not done the needful. They have not done the needful. Then how should God do what they want? Why should God do what they want when they have not done what God wants? Say, oh Lord, I want to remain under your mercy. Help me to align my thoughts. Help me to align my mind. Help me to align my heart, my actions, my lifestyle with all that your word teach in the name of Jesus. Help me to align my life. Help me to pattern my life with all the truth that you have revealed in your word. Help me, O Lord, so that I can remain under your mercy. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. If you have experienced wasted years, Don't think it is anybody's fault. Yeah, it is your fault. And what does wasted years mean? It means certain things that should have happened in your life at certain age of your life did not happen. So you grew above that age, and yet those things did not happen. I mean, things that should have happened when you were 20. When you were 20 years of age, 30 years of age, 35, and all of that. And yet, up to now, they have not happened. Or they did not happen at the time they should happen. That is what wasted years means. Now, if you have experienced wasted years, it is not anybody's fault. It is your fault. Yeah, even after you became born again, after you begin to grow in your Christian walk, if from that time till now you have experienced wasted years, it is still nobody's fault but your fault. It is not God's fault but your fault. I have said it before that the longer we stay in the flesh, or let me put it this way, every time you spend in the flesh is a wasted time. Yeah, every time you spend in the flesh and not in the spirit is a waste. Yeah, because we have been called to live in the spirit, to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. So all the time you spend enjoying worldly things, enjoying carnal things, and then you have no time for God, you have no time to seek God, to draw closer to God. If, let's say, you did that for a year, that whole year is a wasted year. So every time you spend in the flesh is a waste. Yeah. So that is why it's nobody's fault but your fault. Yeah. And if you can change your mind today, that means you are delivered from wasted years. If today you change your mind and say, from today, I want to live for God. I want every hour of my life to be different. I want to live for God. I want to seek the Lord. I want to know the Lord. I want to fulfill my divine purpose, why I was born. I want every hour of my life to be for fulfilling the reason why I was born. If you can make that decision today, it means today you have gotten deliverance from wasted years. It's as simple as that. Yeah. So it is not witchcraft. It is nobody's fault. It is your fault if you have experienced any wasted years. So the earlier you make a decision to take your relationship with God very serious, the faster you will live in fulfilled, the faster you begin to live a fulfilled life. Yeah, and every year of your life begin to produce great things. Yeah, I can't say more than that. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, I refuse to leave in which I refuse to live in wasted years. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to have wasted years. Help me to make determinations and choices that will make every year of my life glorious. Choices that will make every month of my life glorious. Every day of my life glorious and fulfilled. Lord, help me to make such choices. Help me to be determined. Help me to be disciplined. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I refuse to live wasted years. I refuse to live wasted years or to live in wasted years. Help me to make decisions and choices and determinations that would make each day of my life fulfilled, that will make each day of my life glorious, that will make each day of my life fulfilling God's purpose. Help me, oh God. Help me, O God. It is the day you make that choice that everything about your life turns around. I can remember the day I made the choice that changed my life to today. Yeah, I made a determination on how I want to live each hour of my life on earth. Yeah, and from the day I made that determination and decision, my life has never remained the same. Yeah. Ask God to help you. So it's all about the choice you make, the decision you make, the determination you make. It's not about one witchcraft that is stopping you, that about you stopping yourself or releasing yourself. Say, oh Lord, I refuse to live wasted years. I refuse to live in wasted years. I refuse to continue to live in wasted years. Help me to make choices and decisions and determination that will make each year of my life glorious, that will make each year of my life fulfill purpose, fulfill your purpose in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I listened to a video, or I watched a video, and I listened to what a man of God said in that video. That would be the first time I would hear someone reveal a truth in that way. Yeah. said, I may not be able to say exactly, I may not be able to say it exactly the way he said it. Yeah. But what he was saying was that, yeah, he said the greatness of a man or the greatness of a woman is not about the kind of anointing he has or she has. He said the greatness of a man is not in the anointing. Yeah. He said it's not in the power of God. So when he was saying those things, I was like, what is this man saying? He said the greatness of a man is not going to be determined by the anointing. It's not going to be determined by the power of God. In fact, he went further to say it's not going to be determined by the grace of God. Yeah. So I was curious. I was like, then what would make a man great if not the grace of God, the mercy of God, the power of God, the anointing? Yeah, then he said something. He said the greatness of a man will be determined by how disciplined that man is. Yeah, how disciplined, yeah, that woman is. So he said the power of God, the anointing, that they are constant. They are always there to help us. Yeah, but if we don't discipline ourselves, if we don't make deliberate decisions, I mean certain deliberate decisions, then those grace and power of God and anointing, they will just be there looking at us. Nothing will happen. So meaning that God is waiting for this generation to be disciplined. So you're going to pray. Yeah, God is waiting for this generation to make choices they have not made in 40 years. And all since 40 years, since 50 years ago. Decisions we have not made. Discipline we have not taken. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to discipline myself. So that your grace and power can make me great. See, Father, help me to discipline myself. Give me that nature. Yeah, Apostle Paul said that he keep his body under, so that after he has preached to others, he might not be a castaway. See, oh Lord, help me to discipline myself so that your grace and power can make me great. Open your mouth and talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus. Help me to discipline myself. Help me to discipline myself Help me to discipline myself. Apostle Paul said he put his body under subjection. Yeah. The place of grace is there. And then the place of discipline is there. If you want to experience the greatness of the grace of God, then you must have disciplined yourself greatly. You must seriously have disciplined yourself to experience the greatness of God's grace and power. Say, oh Lord, help me to keep my body under subjection. Not that my body will be controlling me. Help me to control my body. Help me to tell my body what it must do and what it must not do. Oh Lord, help me to be disciplined so that your grace and power can bring forth greatness out of my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're supposed to pray for 1 hour, and then you've prayed for 25 minutes and 30 minutes, and then you're already sleeping. Yeah, and then you say in your heart, well, my pastor is praying for me. somebody is praying for me, so let me just sleep. You're deceiving yourself. Yeah, there's a limit to what the prayers of your pastor, anyone praying for you, can go. Yeah, there's a limit to how far the prayers of whoever is praying for you can go. Yeah. So you must be disciplined to grow in grace. You must be disciplined to grow in spiritual exercises. You must be disciplined to grow in prayer. Yeah, such that only you can pray for hours. And through your prayers, you could change situations. You know, such that through your prayer you could change things happening in your environment. Yeah. That is the kind of Christian life God wants you to live. A victorious Christian life. A powerful Christian life, but yet you are not willing to pay the price to live that kind of life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined so that I can grow in grace. Yeah, if you are disciplined, you will fast. Yeah, you'll be able to fast from evening to the next evening of the following day. Yeah. If you are disciplined, you will fast. No one, you won't wait for anyone to encourage you or persuade you or try to compel you to fast. You will fast because you are looking for something. Yeah, because you want power, you want grace, you want authority, you want dominion, you want to exercise those things. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined so that I can grow in grace, so that I can grow in power, so that I can grow in authority, in divine authority, in exercising divine dominion. Oh Lord, help me to be disciplined. Hope you're not going to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. May Hashem Titene Kidishilia. Help me, Lord, to be disciplined so that I can grow in grace, so that I can grow in knowing you, so that I can grow in authority, in power, in dominion. Help me, Lord, to be disciplined. Help me to be disciplined so that I can pray for long hours, taking dominion, taking authority, exercising authority, exercising dominion. Help me to discipline myself to go higher spiritually. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do something in me that will move me forward from where I am now to where I should have attained. You're going to say, Father, do something in me that will make me run with speed to attain heights I should have attained, to possess things I should have possessed. Oh Lord, do something in me. Hope your mouth can begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, walk in me and make me soar high. Make me soar high into those heights I should have attained by now. The heights I should have attained spiritually and in every area of my life. Oh Lord, do something in me that would make me move with speed into those heights in the name of Jesus. Walk in me, O Lord. Walk mightily in me and move me into every height I have missed, every height I should have attained by now. Oh Lord, walk in me. Walk in me and move me there. Walk in me. Take me there. Walk in me. Move me there with speed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Move me there with speed. Every height I should have attained by now. Do something in me that would shoot me into those heights. That would move me into those heights. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let blindness from heaven strike the eyes of every monitoring spirit watching over the affairs of my life. Every monitoring devil watching over the affairs of my life, let blindness from heaven strike their eyes now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Blindness from heaven. Blindness from heaven. Strike every monitoring devil, monitoring demon, watching over the affairs of my life for evil. Let blindness from heaven strike their eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let blindness from heaven strike their eyes. Every monitoring creature of darkness, monitoring agent of darkness, watching over the affairs of my life for evil, receive blindness now. In the name of Jesus, receive blindness. Receive blindness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to pray six more prayer points. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, change the atmosphere of my life into the same atmosphere in heaven. Let the atmosphere of my life transform into the atmosphere of heaven, into the atmosphere in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. The Heshishet Deneke Kudhatasha Baha Dihirek Tavijera. O Lord of hosts, change the atmosphere of my life, the atmosphere of my environment, into the same atmosphere that is before your throne, that is in your kingdom, in the name of Jesus. The same atmosphere of dominion. The same atmosphere of power. The same atmosphere of fire. In heaven, let it appear in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let it appear in my environment. Let it appear in my environment. Thank you, Lord. The same atmosphere of power, the same atmosphere of fire, the same atmosphere of dominion, of authority that is in your presence in heaven. Oh Lord, let it appear in my life. Let it appear in my environment. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my life and give me a new beginning. Give me a new beginning. Give me a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life. Give me a new beginning. Give me a new beginning. Give me a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Give me a new beginning. A new beginning. Lord, authorize it in my life. A new beginning. A new beginning of new things. New beginning of great things. New beginning of glorious things, glorious events. Glorious events, great events. Oh Lord, give me that new beginning. In the name of Jesus, new beginning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I connect my life with all the opportunities that God has ordained to lift me up. We're going to say, I connect every day of my life with all the opportunities God has ordained to lift me up. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. I connect every day of my life, every hour of my life, every year of my life with the opportunities God has ordained to lift me up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I connect my life with those opportunities right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, I want you to note that Joseph was not the smartest guy in Egypt. Yeah. It was not that he was so smart that made him the prime minister of Egypt. It was a special mercy from God that connected his abilities with opportunities. Yeah. You know, when he was in prison, he found opportunities to use his abilities. You know, he has that gift to interpret dreams. So he was able to help some of those prisoners with their dreams, their difficult dreams. Yeah, so gradually, he never knew that he was rising to the top. Yeah, so abilities plus opportunities equals greatness. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that the abilities that are in you, you need God to create opportunities for those abilities and those skills to function. Yeah. So when the abilities in you, the skills in you, meet with the opportunities God has created to become great, will be very fast. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect the abilities in me with the opportunities they need to produce greatness. Yeah, it could be intellectual abilities, physical abilities, it could be spiritual gifts. Yeah, it could be any ability. For instance, in the case of Daniel, and in the case of Joseph, it was spiritual gifts, spiritual abilities. Though they were also intelligent. Yeah, because they conducted, for instance, they conducted exams for Daniel and his three other friends with many other Babylonians or Babylonian captives. And they found out that Daniel and his friends were 10 times better than them all. Yeah. But what really gave Daniel greatness was his spiritual abilities. Yeah, the same with Joseph. Yeah, so your physical abilities or skills can produce greatness. And also your spiritual abilities and gifts can also produce greatness. So you're going to say, Father, connect the abilities in me with the opportunities they need to produce greatness. Connect them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is an opportunity for that thing that you know how to do. For that thing you are good in doing. There's an opportunity somewhere for it. The skills you have. There's an opportunity somewhere for it. Say, oh Lord, connect the abilities in me with the opportunities they need to produce greatness and success and excellence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty angels descend upon battles I have been fighting for a long time and could not conquer, could not win. Let your mighty angels enter into those battles and get me victory in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Mahashte gedene kashidanala. Dishise tetashtanabalala. O Lord of hosts, release your mighty angels into those battles I have fought. For a long time, I have been fighting for a long time, and yet could not win. Send your special forces into those battles right now and make me victorious in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord of hosts, send your special forces, send your angelic forces into battles I have fought for so long without victory. Oh Lord, send your special forces into those battles now. And let me have the victory in the name of Jesus. Release your mighty angels. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray, and this is the last prayer point. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every barrier Satan has created to stop me from knowing you deeply, to stop me from knowing God deeply." Now, you're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every barrier Satan has created to stop me from knowing God closely, to stop me from knowing God deeply. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that barrier." Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the barrier be consumed by fire. Let such barrier be consumed by fire. Dijije inet te gidashtera. Thank you, Lord. Let the barrier be destroyed now. Let the barrier be destroyed now. Every barrier blocking me from knowing God deeply. Every barrier in my spirit. Every barrier in my soul, every barrier in my body, in my mind, stopping me from knowing God deeply, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Be consumed by fire. Be consumed by fire. Thank you, Lord. Whatever is the barrier, whatever is the thing that is stopping me from knowing God deeply, let them be wasted now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here. I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh Lord, we thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for your mercy upon our lives. Thank you because you have dispatched good things, great things we do not deserve into our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for miracles and blessings that you have packaged for everyone here at this time. I ask, oh Lord, that you release those blessings now. Release those blessing packages, those miracle packages. Oh Lord, release them into every life, into everyone here right now. Release these blessings into their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace you need to live a very different life, a different life that is powerful, a different life that is victorious and glorious, the grace to live that kind of life in this weakened generation. Receive that grace now in Jesus' name. The grace to live a disciplined life, a determined life, so that the purpose of God for your life can be accomplished in the earth. I decree that you receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus, as it is written that the Holy Spirit shall show us things to come, I speak over your life that the Holy Spirit shall do that in your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall begin to have understanding and knowledge of things to come. In the name of Jesus, details about your destiny, about your calling that you need to know to be successful, I decree that your eyes open to begin to see those divine details, to begin to get those divine information. Right now, in Jesus' name, the God of Israel shall rise for your sake. The God of Israel shall fight your battles. The God of Israel shall fight your battles. The God of Israel shall fight your battles in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. Your expectations at this time from the Lord shall be granted. Because you believe, they shall be granted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.